Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
What is up, and welcome to this edition of the Newbie Brothers. We got a lot in store for you today. We're going to talk about some weird gaming equipment, and this might be like a little bit of an adult episode, so definitely get the kids out of the room, unless, of course, you know, you don't care what they hear. Then listen. My name is Tank.
My name is Justin.
And we're going to have some fun today. What do you say, Justin?
I agree. The thing that kind of got this kicked off is the Verge posted this story about this new essential gaming gear that has come out. It's essentially a thimble, and they're $9.99.
Oh.
And two come with each purchase. They're called gaming finger sleeves.
Okay.
And so I'll pull them up. There they are. That's them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they literally are sleeves for your finger. At this point, they should just also put the sweatbands that Rob got us.
Yeah, right
back in the day on that too.
That looks like looks like the proctology starter kit.
I just don't. I mean, like, who created this and thought people are going to want these?
You know, first of all, let me stop you right there, because you know stupid bastards are going to buy this. You know that's going to happen. Number one,
sure.
Number two, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand what's the point.
So the point is it's for phone gaming. You know how, like, when your finger's on your phone too much, it gets a little sweaty and you start sliding a little more?
Oh, okay.
So it's made of smooth, highly sensitive fabric so that you can game on your phone better. And, you know, it's only $10. I almost bought them as a joke because they're only $10.
Well, you know, now that there's the cloud gaming with the Xbox All Access, you know, I mean, that could be something.
I mean, personally, if I have any way to do it, I'm going to connect my controller to my phone. Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Bluetooth, yeah.
But I'm not going to use these. Like, I don't need these.
Yeah, that just seems stupid.
Yeah, it's a very odd thing to add. So, I mean, look, I'm sure somebody's like a very competitive gamer on their phone and will want this, so they're probably going to make some money.
It looks like prosthetic legs for a spider.
It does, kind of, right? I mean, I dig the green, like that green lining on the side of it to, like, get it all together, but I just don't know why anybody's, like, I don't know how it got worked up the production line enough that Razer was like, this is going to be our next moneymaker.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems silly to me. I mean, like, yeah. In the world of, you know, I mean, like, there's always been, you know, somebody, whenever something's popular, somebody's going to come up with something to try to, you know, whether it's your koozie.
Which would be sick. Which we saw someone create.
Someone did, but also very stupid. you know, people are always trying to add things to things to make them a little bit of money, you know what I mean? And somebody who, and the way it works, and this is how it works, somebody who doesn't know anything about the other person's passions will buy that for them.
Sure.
So a kid whose mom doesn't understand their video gaming will buy those
like, I got you
as a
this.
Christmas present.
What do you think could be the most, like, I don't understand video gaming gift? Is it that?
That's pretty close. You know,
like someone bought you like another thing would be like if your parents bought you a PlayStation controller for your Xbox, that just wouldn't make sense.
See, here's the thing, like when I was younger and, you know, my mom would see stuff.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
What?
I still have this, and it's going for $150 on eBay.
Oh, there you go. Moneymaker. What is it?
I'll show you. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
So, like, this is the kind of thing my mom would buy me because she saw it, and it was, you know, say it was on clearance or,
sure,
or whatever, she would just be like, you know, here's this.
Here's what I want you to have.
Right.
Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up on the stream. There we go. What is that?
So that's a Nintendo. That's an NES controller, right?
Okay.
So you hold it like a handle grip, right?
Okay.
Your D-pad is over here on the left.
So it's almost like a flight...
like a motorcycle handlebar.
Oh, it's a motor... Okay, yeah.
So your A button is your thumb right here on the inside. The B button is here. Completely...
Useless.
Completely, not useless, but like it's just... It's, you know, it just... It doesn't jive with what you're
doesn't
used
make
to
sense.
Working.
Yeah.
And then the way it works is it, you know... And it doesn't, like, move. The handle grip doesn't move.
Sure.
So really, you're just making it harder for yourself to push the buttons. But,
interesting.
I still had that, and well, I still have it in the box, and it's going for $150 on eBay.
And
so.
If yours isn't, that one looks a little dinged up.
Mine's,
so maybe if yours is
in better shape,
there you go.
Yeah,
put it up at $250.
I'm selling it, man.
See what happens.
Jesus.
So, well, this is fun then because Game Rant came out with a list of 10 video game add-ons.
Love it.
That are really useless.
Perfect.
So the first one on their list, I'll bring up their page. GameRant.com, by the way, if you want to check it out. This one is Game Boy Pocket Sonar. And from my understanding, this actually worked in real life.
Really?
Is you literally would drop what I imagine was like a sink, like a little sinker, like fishing sinker,
yeah, mm-hmm.
into the water. And from what GameRant is saying is you would actually be able to use it to find fish up to 65 feet underwater.
Wow.
Which now, I mean, probably the sonar now, like from, I mean, I do a fishing show with some guys over on the weekends, and from what they talk about is like the sonar they have now, they can tell you how many fish, the size, and what like kind of fish it is with the sonar. So,
wow.
I mean, this was back in the day with Game
Boy.
But
still, that's with your Game Boy.
Could you imagine being a kid with a Game Boy and you're just,
yeah.
you're taking it out fishing, you're dropping down there, you're like, all right, Dad, we got eight fish down there.
I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool accessory.
That's what I thought. I'm surprised this is like on the list of
not
cool things.
That's you know.
I wonder how much one of those would cost right now.
I bet it'd be hard to find.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm gonna try to see.
Yeah,
if
yeah, you bring up the next one. I'll look it up.
All right. So the next one is the Nintendo DS Slide Controller. And I haven't been able to figure out what it does, but it's clearly this, it's like a little extension on the bottom of the Nintendo DS. But portable TV handles gaming, I'm trying to see what it said.
The slide controller, huh?
Yeah.
See, so like most of these are from Japan, correct?
Yes, and that was what they were saying. A lot of these didn't ever make it to the U.S.
Yeah. By the way, you can pick up that sonar for $333 right now. But you got to have the original Game Boy.
Yeah, you do have to have the original.
So I have one.
It might be worth it to get it.
So.
Just to be able to say. Yeah. I bet down the line it gets even more expensive. So I'm not sure I understand what the slide controller is, but from the photos, it looks like you actually had to, like, you move the controller and it counted as you doing something in the game. Which I think is that extension that's at the bottom of the DS. That, like, it, like, kind of loops out and looks like it's clipping down in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what this was all about.
Okay.
So the Nintendo DS Slide Controller, again, I didn't play a lot of Nintendo DS enough to know most of those games and what was going on there, but either way. So then they brought up the Sega Saturn, the PS2 controller, which just looks like a very fat
yeah.
controller that there's like six buttons on the one side and then the actual little like, I don't even know. What do you call those? That's not a joystick. Like
it's a D-pad.
Is that a D-pad?
That's a D-pad.
All right. Yeah, a D-pad on the other side, which doesn't look like it's very fun, or it just seems clunky.
Well, it's super clunky, and the Sega controller was super clunky.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember, you know, the 3-button controller, then there was a 6-button controller.
Yeah.
And then when PlayStation came along, it had the analog buttons, but the analogs didn't do anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And it just all this stuff is the evolution. I don't know why you'd want the Sega controller for the PS2. It just seems really confusing.
Yeah, I kind of remember a Sega controller like this, so it doesn't surprise me that, I mean, it does surprise me that they tried it again.
Well, there was the Sega Saturn was a you remember the Sega Saturn?
I don't remember
the console.
That.
It was a disc console.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Sega CD. Sega Saturn was I can't remember what generation it was, but
okay.
I used to rent one from the video store.
Interesting. Did you know about the Pocket Station, which is the next one on this list?
What is the Pocket Station?
Released alongside the Sega Dreamcast. These were a part of memory card portable gaming system I guess it was kind of their version of the Game Boy, what it looks like. And it looks like they actually had a joystick on the side instead of it being just buttons and the D-pad, like you were saying. Its own version of before Sega Final. This doesn't look like it would be fun at all.
No. It's like a butt plug with a screen.
Well, there you go. And then, now we're getting into the real weird ones. We got a 3D system, which, even the virtual reality stuff, like, I get it, but I don't want anything on my face.
Dude, there was a virtual Game Boy. I don't know. Do you remember the virtual Game Boy?
I don't remember that.
Okay, so the virtual Game Boy was, it was so interesting because it was all red lines.
Oh. And so, red lines, like the blue lines we have on our stream? Like,
it looked like radar.
Interesting. So then what is...
Let me show you. I'll pull it up real quick.
Okay. I'm reading the next one. I didn't even know about this. Is this a VCR? Look at this. The Nintendo 64 Double D. Which
oh, that sounds sexy.
Hey-o. A disc-based add-on that was exclusively released in Japan. So it was because, remember, the Nintendo 64 was all those cartridges.
So this was CD.
Well, I think the bottom part was CD. You can still do the...
See, this was the Sega CD was the same setup where you would drop the... You would actually, though, put the Sega CD into the cart thing.
Okay.
And then...
It would just take it anyway.
Yeah, and then there was another one with the new system that would be next to it.
Oh, yeah, this was not good. All right, Dragon Quest Slime Controller, it doesn't do any... It's the Nintendo Switch, it does. This one, I kind of remember this. The,
Oh, my God. Wow, you're over here just like this?
It's a keyboard, but it's also a controller.
GameCube controller.
That's for a game... I don't think it was for GameCube, though.
GameCube controller.
It was, yes, but it was for PCs to be similar. So they technically had a controller, but could still do their...
It's very specific.
Yeah.
That's for a specific game.
Was it?
Phantasy Star.
Phantasy Star Online, Episode 1 and 2. Dubbed, look. Stretch the GameCube controller with a full keyboard in the middle. That's so aggressive.
That's a lot. Make the keyboard much smaller.
And then we get to the one that I think we were all excited for. We teased this one back on Friday.
Okay.
The vibrator.
Okay.
And
wait, what?
I don't understand. So it works with the PlayStation 2, or worked with the PlayStation 2. It was intended for one game, but it does work with PlayStation 2 version of Space Channel 5 to give a more realistic experience. What I don't understand is where you're supposed to put this thing. Like, if that's the vibrating pad...
It's not for your body.
What does it do then?
It makes your controller vibrate.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Well, I was thinking
you sit on it?
And then,
she's just sitting there taping it to her privates? Hang in there, pal.
I was thinking it was more like you put it on your seat so that your seat would, vibrate when you're getting shot at or something. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well.
Wow.
Here we are.
That is an interesting res-trance vibrator.
Well, they said, I guess because they... It was really loud, which was the problem they didn't like.
That's one of the problems, huh?
It looks like it's a pad you're supposed to sit on.
I mean, that would not be...
It does, though, doesn't it? That looks like a pad.
I mean, I guess.
That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. So, Tech pulled up a video. Is that the water next to it, freaking out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It looks really...
It's the size of a mouse. It's huge.
So, where... It goes on a controller?
I don't know. No, because there was nowhere to control... There was nowhere... It looks like it plugs into the USB...
Of, the computer or the PlayStation.
PlayStation, yeah.
I'm telling you, you're supposed to sit on it.
There's no way you're supposed to sit on that! That is way too big to sit on!
I'm telling you, it looks...
No, there's no way. There's no way you could say that.
I don't know what that's all about. But either way, we appreciate Game Rant for that awesome...
That was a good list. That took me back. Took me back. There's some...
There's some I didn't know about, like the vibrator, but
yeah, there. You know. I mean, that's like actually kind of a fun. Like if you think about it, like if you could have a controller that would hook, so like maybe for long distance relationships, you know what
I
mean?
Know
you know what I mean? Like
sure.
A B B B B B A up 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 up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Yeah, like, that would be a good thing for
You know, long distance, like, yeah. Don't they have that, though? They have, like, they feel like they have, like, underwear that does
There
that.
Is, I don't know about that. There's definitely underwear that's remote controlled.
Yeah.
But there's also, you could buy a mouth that hooks to your computer, and, like, you're supposed to be able to make out into it.
No, stop.
Yeah, yeah, and it's supposed to,
that's
like,
gross.
Like, you, there's two of them. There's one on each side, and, like, it's supposed to.
See, I would, that would make me feel weird.
Yeah, it should. It should make you feel really weird and sad, actually. I mean, honestly, that's like some of the saddest
sure.
shit ever.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. So, yeah. All right. Well, there's your weird gaming invention.
I mean,
for
that was like a fun little list. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
I really thought they were going to be weirder, though. Like, it didn't get extra weird till the end.
You know, I bet there is more weird stuff. I bet you somewhere in a Japan... Chronicles is a PlayStation 1 tentacle that plugs into the
I don't know. I don't remember using anything other than just the regular controllers. I just use the regular stuff.
Yeah, I had a PlayStation 2 iToy.
I don't remember that.
It was basically a camera.
Okay.
And it was the early rendition of the Kinect, honestly, with like boxing. You could do boxing,
okay, yeah, yeah.
And you catch butterflies.
I mean,
and all these different
I feel like
stuff.
The weirdest controller I've ever had is probably the Wii. Like that
yeah,
was different. That started to be different. And
yeah.
now the Switch has essentially the Wii remotes, but super tiny. So it's yeah. I mean it's the same thing. But
yeah, and you know it's just it's you can't reinvent the wheel. You know what I mean? Like,
don't mess with it. If it's not broken.
It's
just, don't mess with
it. There's not enough.
Right.
You know, if you really want to make something that's going to be incredible, it's going to be way too expensive for the average consumer.
And I feel like if you're going to go with new kind of ideas for controllers and stuff like that, the place to go is VR. That's where it's actually going to work.
Absolutely.
If you're driving a car, make a wheel. You know, like that's where it'll work a
gun,
little bit better.
The whole nine yards.
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well. You could get yourself into a situation if you
Well, as long as you stay in your house, you're going to be fine.
I'm just saying. It could create
a
problem.
Like, don't go on your front yard.
Don't be playing some VR
in
the front
yard. Don't be playing VR
Call
Training Day. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. It's like, what is going on with this guy? What is that helmet he's wearing?
Let's call the cops. Call the cops.
Yeah, no. You just stay in your house. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that ought to do it for us today. I'm going to order Justin the vibrating controller so you can have something to set up for next week. We'll talk about a lot more video game topics. Steve coming back next week?
Who knows?
Is he still going to be trimming his goatee?
He's going to look
like a Western outlaw.
He's too TikTok famous.
Yeah, he's too TikTok famous for this show. Well, if he's back, he's back. If he's not, he's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see by then. Otherwise, man, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram, like us, subscribe, YouTube, all that good shit, and hopefully we'll see you soon. From the Newbie Brothers, my name is Tank.
My name is Justin.
See you later.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.